There was a time when endgame books were fairly scarce. Only those by Fine, Kirez, Averbach, and a couple other authors could be found on the bookshelves. Now, with a torrent of new chess books pouring into stores every year, that has changed. Endgame books are a dime a dozen. Most chess writers think that chess players want as many positions as possible in an endgame book. And that sounds like a good idea. Give the chess hopeful the most bang for the buck. Stuff everything into one book. This would be reasonable for an endgame encyclopedia, and such books are good research tools. But must every chess author daze his readers with this kind of overkill? Of course not. In fact, more than one player has been demoralized by the sheer mass of information that many endgame books offer. It all seems so dull and so hard to grasp. Almost all players who dream of endgame improvement experience the same frustrating scenario. They buy the latest critically acclaimed and usually overstuffed endgame title, open it up, hands quivering with the exciting prospect of gleaning arcane knowledge, and read the author's assurances that they now possess the book of ultimate endgame enlightenment. However, after they spend a few days looking over several examples, they inevitably shelve it alongside all their other unread chess tomes.